My, oh my, where did this season go? Here we are, 10 days away from the end of the regular season. The Door College Defenders have four games yet to be played over that span of that 10 days or so. Tonight, Door College on the road, taking on the number one in the country, Morningside Mustang women's basketball team. That'll be followed up by the men's team, taking on the number eight-rated team in the country. So a fun-filled evening on tap here at Alley Gym in Sioux City, Iowa, on the campus of Morningside College. The Door College Defender women come into tonight's contest looking to get some bright spots in this basketball season. 1-15 in the conference, 9-17 overall. Door College coming off a win over Grace from earlier this week. That was actually on Saturday over the Morningside. Mustangs have been perfect. 26-0 this year, 16-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a break and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensom about the matchup between these two right after this.
It's important to be a part of an environment where you feel purpose, an environment where you're being cared about, pursued, and invested in. I'm Marissa LaDuke, and I play soccer for Dort College. I'm getting my degree in pre-physical therapy, and honestly, I have to love and applaud the professors here at Dort. They have so much joy and passion in helping us students really dig into our academic potential. Not only that, but they also genuinely care about who you are as a person. Really, I love it. There's more to love about Dort, too. Learn for yourself at dort.edu.
Coach Craig Steensman joins me as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Morningside Mustangs. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball coach taking on the number one team in the country on their home floor on Wednesday night towards the end of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. I don't know what more we have to say than that.
Right, they're solid and they're a veteran team, and you know they work really well together. They shoot it well. They are great inside. They really don't have a weakness as a team, and you know they're in what is why they're 26-0 and have number one ranking. They're very deserving of that, you know. And you know the more you watch them on tape, the more you're impressed with how they play their system well. And you know obviously they have a lot of veteran players and a lot of good shooters, so we'll have our work cut out for us. But on the other hand, you know, we love the opportunity. It's a great challenge, a great opportunity, and you know, we just want to be able to stay in the game as long as we can and just keep fighting to keep it close, to give ourselves a chance at the end.
Defensively, how do you try to slow them down?
Well, you have to be very physical with their post players on post cuts. They set a lot of back screens for their post players, and if you don't hammer them pretty good, if you don't chuck them, then they're going to get the ball where it's going to be 2 or 3 points. And you know, we've seen teams that haven't been able to be really physical with them and stop them, block them from going where they want, and it doesn't work. So you, number one thing defensively, and then you have to control your turnovers so you can control the pace. If we can do that, that will give us a great chance. If we can't, you know, then obviously they get runouts and they make most of those.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a closer look at the matchup between these two teams. The Morningside women come into today's contest perfect on the year. They are 26-0 overall, 16-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They average 77.7 points per game. They give up 58.8 points per contest. They also are rebound teams 39.5 to 35.5. They limit teams to 37.6% shooting. They also force 23.2 turnovers per contest while surrendering 15.2 turnovers per game. Morningside is led by a trio of starters in double figures. They are Taylor Bahinski, a 5'9 sophomore from Omaha, averaging 12.5 points per game. Ashlyn Mull is a 6-foot senior from Minneota, Minnesota, averaging 12 points per contest. And Lexi Ackerman is a 5'10 sophomore from Rock Rapids, averaging 10 points per contest. For the Dort College women, they come into today's contest, as I said earlier, 1-15 in the conference, 9-17 overall. They average 65.5 points per game. They surrender 70 points per game. They also get 44 rebounds per contest and allow 39.5 rebounds per game. They shoot 38.3% from the field, do the Dort College Defenders. They limit opponents to 37.3% shooting. They also limit teams to 28.8% from the three-point line. Turnovers have been an issue for Dort College all season. They've turned it over 23.2 times per contest. They've forced 16.1 turnovers per game. Here are your starting lineups. Well, let's tell you about the leaders for Door College, first of all. Abby Chapman averages 12.8 points per game. She's a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado. Cassidy Bredevoet is a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 9.5 points per game. Kim Cruz is a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, averaging 9.4 points per game. Micah Holst is at 7.9 points per game. She's a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan. She averages 10 rebounds per game. Off of the bench, anticipate seeing Robin Blunt and Paige Angbers. Blunt averaging 6.8 points per game. Angbers 6.5 points per contest. Those are the leading scorers off of the bench for Door College. Here then is your starting lineup. First of all, for the Morningside Mustangs, it'll be a 5'10 sophomore from Rock Rapids, Lexi Ackerman, averaging 2 points per game. Taylor Vahensky is a 5'9 sophomore from Omaha, averaging 12.5 points per game. Madison Braun's a 5'8 freshman from Bellevue, averaging 9.3 points per outing. Jordan Wallenberg is a 5'10 junior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 6.3 points per game. She wears number 24. And number 34 is Ashlyn Mole, 6-foot senior from Minneota, Minnesota, averaging 12 points per game. For the defenders, it'll be Kim Cruz, a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, averaging 9.4 points per outing. Emily Newman's a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 4.6 points per game. Abby Chapman's a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 12.8 points per a contest. Michael Holst is a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 7.9 points per game. And Cassidy Bredevoet is a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 9.5 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We have a foul on the opening offensive possession by the North College defenders. Kim Cruz, wrong place, wrong time, and Kim Cruz gets whistled for an early personal foul. The North College defenders will play defense now after controlling the opening tap, but they got called for a foul as Kim Cruz gets whistled for the personal. And back we go the other way with the basketball. Morningside ball, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound taken away by Michael Hull. So it's one and done for Morningside on that possession, and rebounding a key area for Door College for success this evening. Emily Newman with the basketball. She passes it off to Bredevoet. Bredevoet trapped in the corner. Bredevoet throws it out front, and it's going to be picked off in the backcourt by Madison Braun. Braun driving in, and a jump ball called as Emily Newman reaches in. Forces a tie-up. It'll be jump ball. Alternating possession goes to the Morningside Mustangs. Mustangs with the basketball. 19-12 remaining in the first half. Morningside, the number one team in the country. They've had a few scares, but not many. Mustang basketball. Right side pass goes over to Braun. Braun with it. Swing pass left side over to Bahensky. Bahensky with the basketball. She gives it up over to Braun. Braun right side to Ackerman. Lexi Ackerman with the basketball. Around the horn they go. Bahensky. Bahensky at the free throw line. Nothing there. Back outside to Ackerman. Ackerman pull up from 10. Off the heel. No good. One and done again. Kim Cruz comes away with the rebound. Kim Cruz passes right side. Gives it up to Abby Chapman. Chapman back over to Cruz. Cruz goes left side. This is Newman with the basketball. Newman passes it off to Chapman. Chapman working it right side. Chapman gives it up to Cruz. Cruz with it on the left elbow. Cruz all the way down to the baseline. Nothing there. She gives it back over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet in traffic. Her shot blocked. Rebound taken down by Holst and a tie-up. It'll be Door College basketball with 4 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop after the tie-up. Pass goes to Bredevoet. Three to shoot. Puts it up. Catches the iron. No good. Rebound taken away, though, by the Mustangs. Mustangs have the basketball. Mustangs bring it up right side. And driving in with a right-handed layup is Ashlyn Mull. Mull with a two-point basket. And the Mustangs lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. So the Mustangs have the basketball on defense now after that breakaway. Goes to Cruz. Cruz, Bredevoet. Bredevoet, 10-footer in the lane, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Mull. Mull with the basketball, looking up the floor, gets it ahead to Bahensky. Bahensky left side to Ackerman. Ackerman to Braun. Braun with the basketball. Braun passes right side back to Ackerman. Ackerman dumps it down low for Mull. It's taken away by Cruz. Cruz with a steal. Dort College with the basketball. Long pass ahead. It goes to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball down to the baseline. Chapman pinned on the baseline and ends up having to throw it off of a Morningside player out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball. Dort College throws it into Newman. 20 seconds to shoot. She passes to Cruz. Cruz gives it up. Comes right side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. They dump it down low for Hulst. Hulst loses it. Picks it back up outside to Chapman. 10 to shoot. Morningside extending their zone defense a little bit further than the first time we saw them. Three-pointer by Cruz off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Ackerman. Ackerman driving all the way with the left hand. Leaves it short. No good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. Ord College down 2-0. Racing the other way. Cruz. Cruz with the right hand. Through traffic. Her shot too strong. No good. Now the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside with the basketball. Checking into the contest will be Jessica Peets. Checking out Ashlyn Moll. There's your rotation for Morningside in the post. Mustangs will bring the basketball up. Jordan Wallenberg with it. Wallenberg passes it over to Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. Ackerman to Wallenberg. Wallenberg back over to Ackerman. Ackerman, swing pass left side, Bahansky. Bahansky with the basketball. Bahansky back over to Ackerman. Ackerman driving in with the left hand. Off-balance shot is good. Ackerman with a two-point bucket. And we head the other way with Dort College trailing 4-0. 4-0 our score. Morningside on pressure defense. They extend it to three-quarter court. With the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz back over to Chapman. Chapman gives it to Vredevoad. Vredevoad comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Braun. Braun's off and running with the basketball. Morningside brings it up. They pass right side over to Wallenberg. Wallenberg at the top of the key. Wallenberg on the right wing. Wallenberg gives it off to Teets. Teets to Bahansky. Bahansky. Bounce pass down low to Braun. Braun back out front, Wallenberg. Five to shoot. Now Ackerman. Ackerman spins into the lane, puts it up. The jumper is off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. And coming away with it was Micah Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Hulst feeds it over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman feeds it down low. And a two-point bucket for the Dort College defenders. And coming up with the first two for Dort College this evening is Michael Hulst. Dort College trails 4-2. Morningside basketball, Wallenberg. Wallenberg shot no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside, but stepping on the baseline out of bounds is Madison Braun. It'll be Dort College with the basketball. After we have new players check in, Angbers and Williams check into the contest along with Blunt. Morningside will counter with a fresh player as well. That's Allison Bachman. Bahansky checks out of the contest. Wallenberg checks out as well. Pass comes into Robin Blunt. Blunt splitting the defense by herself. Races up the floor. She's got a free throw line extended. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it over to Williams. Williams on the left side to Angbers. Paige Angbers back to Williams. Williams on the left wing. Gives it up to Blunt. Blunt down to the baseline. Swing pass over to Angbers. Angbers short corner, Hulst. Hulst gives it up. Vredevoad. And Vredevoad is fouled on the play by Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman whistled for foul number one. 14:35 left to play. First half of action. Relatively low scoring affair thus far. Morningside leads 4-2. Blunt to throw it in. Blunt gets it into Angbers. Angbers tries to give it back to Blunt, and it's taken away by Morningside and Bachman. Bachman up the floor. She passes left side over to Ackerman. Ackerman driving in. Ackerman off balance, right-handed shot is good. Lexi Ackerman with a two-point bucket. Morningside leads 6-2. 6-2 our score. Pass goes high post, Vredevoad. Vredevoad wide open 15-footer is good. Cassidy Vredevoad knocks one down from straight on, and that might be there all night if Dort College can get it to the middle of the zone. Morningside basketball, Mandy Osborne. They give it up to Teets. Teets, reverse layup, has it blocked. Blunt tries to tie her up. Teets, back out front, Ackerman. Ackerman into the corner, Osborne. Mandy Osborne with the basketball. Osborne picks up her dribble, and she travels with it. Turnover. Morningside, Dort College has the basketball. So Dort College gets it back on the turnover. Another new player will check in. This will be Brandon Tye. Williams gets it ahead to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt drives the lane. And Blunt is fouled on the play by Morningside. That foul went against Mustangs, and I'm not sure who they called it on. And they called it initially on the Dort defenders, but it wasn't signaled 25 black, and I think that's the player that got fouled. And Dort College has called for a 5 seconds violation as they try to inbound the basketball. Our officials tonight, Zach Brost, Brian Rump, Chris Ehlers. Morningside basketball on the right side with it is Brandon Ty. Ty with the basketball. Ty gives it up to Osborne. Osborne down to Ackerman. Ackerman is tied up on the play, but Newman's going to be called for a foul. Emily Newman whistled for the personal foul. Newman whistled for her first personal. Team foul number two against the defenders. Morningside leading 6-4. Mustang basketball, Brandon Ty. She lobs it down low, and jumping the passing lane is Michael Holst. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Down 6-4. 6-4 our score. Pass into the corner, and drilling the three is Paige Angbers. Angbers gives Dort College a 7-6 lead with 12:50 left to go. They give it off to Teets. Teets after the penetration from the right wing by Brandon Ty, and Teets gets the two-point bucket. Morningside regains the lead at 8-7. 8-7 the score. Angbers, left side Newman. Newman back out front, Angbers. Angbers right side Williams. Williams on the wing. Williams throws it into the corner with the basketball is Holst. Holst back over to Williams. Williams jumper, right wing, no good. Rebound taken away by Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. Ackerman driving the lane against Williams. Jump stop, gives it away to Teets. Teets, two-point basket, good. Jessica Teets with a pair of buckets as she finishes on the end of the penetration call, or the penetration play. Pass goes to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball over to Newman. Newman with the basketball back over to Angbers, and Ackerman has just picked up her second personal foul. Angbers will inbound the basketball on the sideline. Great, they've got cowbells. Never fails right behind me. It's the only comment you'll hear all evening about it. With the basketball is Cruz. Cruz with the ball, gets it away to Newman. Newman with it on the right side. Newman comes back over to Cruz. Cruz at the free throw line. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers gives it up to Cruz. Cruz right side Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman, pass out front, deflected. It's taken away by Sarah Haywood. And Haywood has it tapped away from her. And the Dort College defenders will play defense as Morningside will inbound after Dort College prevents the run out with a tap away. Dort College trails 10-7. With the basketball is Haywood. Haywood in between the circles out front. Haywood passes right side over to Ty. Ty, they dump it down low for Mullen, and we've got an illegal screen called on the Morningside Mustangs. Foul's going to go on Allison Bachman. Bachman whistled for her first personal. Team foul number three. So the Dort College defenders trail it 10-7 with a basketball. Cruz will bring it up. She gets it away to Newman. Newman with a basketball on the left wing. Newman back over to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Cruz gives it up to Newman. Newman to Dieger. Shea Dieger back out front. Cruz. Cruz travels with it. 11:23 left to go in the first half. Morningside basketball after the Dort College turnover. Bringing the basketball up is Haywood. Haywood in between the circles. Haywood gives it off to Osborne. Osborne goes right side to Ty. Ty to Mull. Mull on the baseline, and Mull tries to reverse it, and it hits the back of the backboard. As she spun down to the baseline, she tried to fire it out front, and it hits off of the backboard. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz with the ball in the backcourt. Cruz to Newman. Newman back over to Cruz. Dort College in danger of a 10-second call. Cruz gets it over to Newman. Newman beats the 10-second call by a tick or two. Out front with it is Cruz. Cruz Has it on the left side. Dort College down 10-7. Chapman in the left corner. Tries to feed DeAger. It's taken away. Coming up with it is Cruz. Cruz for the basketball. Cruz guarded closely. 3 seconds to shoot. Driving in. Shot by Newman is no good. And the Dort College defenders play defense. This is Sarah Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Gives it up to Bachman. Bachman back. Left side. And Mandy Osborne. Unable to corral it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. We haven't had free throws. We haven't had any timeouts. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. With the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz in the backcourt. Cruz passes it left side to Chapman. Chapman back over to Cruz. Cruz to Engbers. Engbers, Vredevoet. Vredevoet at the free throw line. Drives, puts it up. Has it stripped away from her on the way up. Taylor Behensky with the basketball. Behensky passes it ahead of the pack to Wallenberg. Wallenberg on the baseline. Her 15-footer rattles in. Wallenberg with the two-point bucket. Dort College trails 12-7. Six unanswered by the Mustangs. Dort College with the basketball. Left side is Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Chapman picks up her dribble. Passes it over to Engbers. Engbers, Cruz, 15 to shoot. High post, Vredevoet. Vredevoet back outside Engbers. Engbers, open look at a three. Missed it too strong. Off to the right. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Morningside. No. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Michael Hulse will check into the game. Shea DeAger will check out. 9:32 remaining in the first half. Bringing the basketball up is Sarah Haywood. Haywood on the right side. Haywood gives it up to Behensky. Behensky travels with it out front. No call made. She drug her pivot foot. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Morningside will inbound the basketball. Dort College will play defense. A 2-3 zone applied by Dort College. Looking for the pass. They get it into Moll. Moll at the high post on the right elbow. Comes back out front to Haywood. 13 to shoot for the Mustangs. Haywood passes it right side. With it is Braun. Braun to Behansky. 5 to shoot. She's at the free throw line. Tries to feed it down low. It's taken away by Dort College. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gets it ahead. Chapman. Chapman, 3-ball. Left wing, good. Abby Chapman with a three-point bucket. Dort College trails 12-10, breaking the six-point run by the Mustangs. Behensky with the basketball. Behensky on the left wing. Behensky thinks about the shot. Instead, puts it on the floor. Comes down to the baseline. Fires it back out front. Three on the way is off the heel. And it bounces up over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball after the turnover or the rebound bounced over the top of the backboard. Kim Cruz setting the offense for Dort College. They pass it out front, Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Engbers. Engbers back over to Cruz. Cruz right side, Hulst. Hulst in the short corner. She gives it up underneath to Vredevoet. Vredevoet is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against the Morningside Mustangs and Jordan Wallenberg, and we have our first free throws of the evening for either team. Cassidy Vredevoet will shoot two free throws. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoffman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Vredevoet. So Vredevoet makes both free throws, and we have our first tie of the basketball game at 12-12. Behansky on the right wing picks up her dribble. Behansky passes it off to Braun. Braun. They kick it back over to Behensky. Behensky driving in. Her shot is blocked by Hulst. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by. Last touch by Dort College, they say. It'll be Morningside basketball. Looked to me like it might have been off of a Morningside player, but they ruled it off of Dort College. Bohansky with the basketball. Bohansky's pass is tipped and taken away by Williams. Ashley Williams up the floor with the basketball. She passes right side, and Bohansky turns it over, and I believe she's coming out of the basketball game. Bohansky checks out of the ball game. Abby Chapman gets the ball inbounded. Chapman on the right wing, 20 to shoot for Dort College. Chapman throws it out front for Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman back over to Williams. Williams back to Newman. Newman on the left side, lost it. It's taken back by the defenders. Now controlled by Morningside. A steal out front, Madison Braun. Braun with the basketball. Braun gives it up to Ackerman. Ackerman on the left wing, underneath, intended for Teets, and a tie-up. No, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball, Ackerman to throw it in. Ackerman tosses it in over the top to Madison Braun. Braun goes to Wallenberg. Wallenberg to the backdoor cut. They give it up to Teets. Teets in traffic. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Jessica Teets, averaging 8 points per ball game, will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Foul charge to Dort College. And Michael Holst. Holst whistled for her first personal foul. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van Inkelen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Teets misses both free throws. Dort College has the basketball. We're tied 12-12. 7-12 remaining in the first half. Up front with it is Chapman. Chapman on the right side to Williams. Williams loses the handle on it, gets control of it on the dribble. Comes to Vredevoet. Vredevoet back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams comes back over to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Chapman with it, 10 to shoot. Chapman gives it up underneath to Vredevoet. Vredevoet off the glass, good. Cassidy Vredevoet with 6 points, and the Dort College defenders take a 2-point lead at 14-12. Left side pass. Kick out to Ackerman now. Ackerman, three is good. Lexi Ackerman playing with a couple of fouls, gets the 3-point bucket to go. Morningside leads it 15-14. 15-14, our score, Williams. Williams for the basketball. Williams gives it back over to Chapman. Chapman underneath to Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Holst, and Holst is fouled on the play. Micah Holst fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and tie the game or give Dort College the lead. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located on the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. First free throw by Holst is good. She's got another one coming. And Michael Holst makes both free throws. 54% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Looks like $100 that time. Dort College leads at 16-15. Jumper on the way from 17, no good by the Mustangs. Following her missed shot, though, is Bachman. Bachman gives it off to Mull. Mull, 2-point basket, good. Ashlyn Mull with 4 points. Dort College trail it 17-6. Underneath it goes to Holst. Holst layup good. Transition bucket for the defenders. Dort College leads at 18-17. Morningside basketball, Ackerman. Ackerman feeds it left side. Goes to the wing to Braun. Braun over the basketball at the free throw line. Braun comes back right side, back over to Bachman. Bachman dumps it underneath for Mull. Mull, 2-point basket, is good. Ashlyn Mull now with 6 points by my count. And the defenders trail it 19-18. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz picks up her dribble. She passes high post. It's tipped and controlled by Morningside and Madison Braun. Braun with the basketball. Braun gives it up to Bachman. Bachman down to Ackerman. Ackerman down to the baseline, tries to feed it back out front to Mull, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Newman inbounds the basketball to Chapman. A fast-moving first half of play with Morningside controlling play thus far. Much of the half. Dort College, though, a rally. And they have taken a couple of brief leads. Newman puts up a three, and she drains it. Oh, they say her foot was on the line. Emily Newman with a two-point bucket, and Dort College regains the lead 20-19. So the last 90 seconds or so, back-and-forth basketball with both teams getting buckets after a very low-scoring first 10 minutes or so. Mull puts the shot up, blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulst. Coming away with it is Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Long pass ahead to Bredevoet. Bredevoet can't hang on to it. It goes through her hands and out of bounds. Dort College misses an opportunity to retake the lead. I should say to extend their lead. Dort College in front right now, 20-19. 20-19 the score. Dort College leading by a point. 4:27 remaining. Morningside has the basketball. Neither team is in the bonus yet. Ackerman comes back out front to Brandon Ty. Back to Mull. Mull, the cutter through the lane, and it's tapped and taken away by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz into the front court. Kim Cruz passes right side. Over to Chapman. Chapman shot no good. Rebound controlled by Wallenberg. Wallenberg with the basketball. Wallenberg ahead to Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. Ackerman gives it up to Ty. Ty feeds it down low to Mull. Mull, two-point bucket, good. Dort College trails 21-20. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Newman. Newman on the left wing. Newman picks up her dribble. She passes it off to Chapman. Chapman on the right wing over to Cruz. Cruz back to Chapman. Dort College down a point. They give it to Bredevoet. Bredevoet puts it up in traffic, and it's blocked by Mull. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Mustang basketball, Ackerman. Ackerman gives it up to Ty. Ty shot no good. Rebound long, taken away by Emily Newman. Newman with the basketball, gives it back over to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz, spin dribble, into the lane. Drops it off for Hulst. Hulst puts it up, and she is fouled on the play by Mull. Ashlyn Mull whistled for the personal. And that is team foul number 7 against Morningside. A 1-1 opportunity coming here. Beg your pardon. Two shots on the way for Michael Hulst. Hulst fouled in the act of shooting. Comes up holding her right thumb. We'll see if she's able to shoot the two free throws. She was fouled in the act of shooting. She can tie the game or give Dort College the lead with a pair of made free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelton, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Michael Hulst makes both free throws. Dort College calls a timeout. 22-21, Dort College leads. 3:09 left to go in the half. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Morningside 22-21, 3 minutes remaining in this first half. Morningside basketball, they give it over to Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. Ackerman gives it up. Out front they go to Mull. Mull back to Ackerman. Ackerman three, rattles, no good. A rebound taken down by Robin Blunt. A tie up on the play. Possession arrow points to Morningside. It'll be Mustang basketball with 2:48 left to play in the first half. 22-21 our score. Morningside basketball. They pass it into the corner. Three on the way. Short, no good. Rebound is corralled by the Mustangs. They give it out front. Three-pointer by Ty. No good. Rebound tipped around, and coming away with it is Ingbers. Ingbers back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz across the timeline. Cruz, left side, it goes to Ingbers. Ingbers with the basketball. Ingbers back to Cruz. Cruz, high post, Blunt. Blunt back to Hulst. Hulst, short corner, back to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman comes left side. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point basket by Paige Ingbers, her second of the ball game, and the Dort College defenders lead it 25-21. Well, Dort College battling here in the first half, actually taking control of the last couple of minutes. Morningside basketball, Ackerman. Ackerman gives it up out front. Right side pass to Ty. Ty gives it up, and the short shot is good for Mandy Osborne. Osborne from the left side of the lane gets the short shot to go. York College leads, 25-23. Angber's unable to reel in the pass. Here comes Ackerman for the tie. Fakes the spin dribble, puts the shot up, no good. Therefore, the rebound of the putback is Brendan Ty, and we're tied up 25-25. 25-25, our score. Angbers. Angbers back over to Cruz. Cruz left side to Chapman. Chapman, 15-footer, left wing, no good. Rebound controlled by Mull. Here comes Morningside. Ackerman. Ackerman across the timeline. Ackerman feeds it left side. Mustang basketball tie. Tie into the corner. Ackerman. Ackerman three for the lead. Yes. Three-point basket for Ackerman, her second of the ball game. Morningside leads it 28-25. So Dort College needs an answer now. Comes over to Angbers. Angbers for the basketball. Under a minute to go, first half. Let's see if Dort College can respond, and they do. Robin Blunt with a shot from the left side of the lane. Two-point bucket, good. Robin Blunt with her first field goal. Dort College trails 28-27. Mustang basketball on the left wing. Dort College needs a stop. Mustang basketball, Mull. Mull guarded there by Hulst. Ackerman now on the right side, guarded by Chapman. Ackerman feeds it to Mull. Mull shot with the right hand, no good. Rebound taken down by Angbers. Here comes Dort College and Cruz. Cruz with the basketball ahead to Chapman. Chapman with the ball, 30 seconds remaining in the first half. Now Cruz. Cruz to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers goes over to Cruz. Cruz, they lob it down low for Hull, for Blunt, I believe that was. Blunt got the shot off, but was unable to knock it down, then tried to follow the shot, and Mull takes it away from her. Three-pointer from the wing, no good. Rebound, Angbers, 8 seconds left. Seven now. Cruz into the front court. Five across half court. Passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman, three, good. Abby Chapman with a three-point bucket just before the buzzer, and the Dort College defenders answer the Morningside rally with a five-point rally of their own. They score five unanswered, and they go into the locker room up 30-28. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders with a 30-28 halftime lead. Early on, it looked like Morningside was going to establish control. They got up 12-7. Dort College, though, responded with a five-point run to tie it at 12-12. They actually took the lead at 14-12 before Morningside stopped the 7-0 run. Morningside and Dort College then proceeded to trade buckets until Dort College built a four-point lead at 25-21. Morningside responded with a 7-0 run to lead at 28-25. Dort College closed the half, though, on a 5-0 run and lead at halftime 30-28. Dort College led unofficially by Michael Hulst with 8 points. Morningside is topped unofficially by Lexi Ackerman. She is credited with 10 by my count. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of other scores from the conference. We'll also take a look at the numbers from the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime numbers look like this. Morningside, 13 of 30 from the floor, 43.3%. 2 for 9 on threes, 22.2%. 0 of 2 on free throws, 0%. Dort College, 10 for 24 from the floor, 41.7%. 4 for 10 on threes, 40%. 6 for 6 on free throws, 100%. Morningside out rebounding Dort College thus far 19-12. Morningside with 5 offensive and 14 defensive rebounds. Dort College with 1 and 11. Turnovers, Dort College with 10. Morningside with 10. 7 steals for the Mustangs, 7 for the defenders. Dort College is led by Michael Hulst with 8 points. 2 for 2 from the floor, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 for Paige Angbers, 6 for Abby Chapman, 2 for Emily Newman, 2 for Robin Blunt. For the Mustangs, 10 for Lexi Ackerman, 6 for Ashlyn Mull. I had her for 8, so they have her only with 6, so I'll have to scratch one of those two-point field goals I had and adjust my scoring. She's got 6. 4 for Jordan Wollenberg. I had her with 2, so there's your extra field goal for Mull. It should go to Wollenberg. 2 points each for Mandy Osborne and Allison Bachman, and 4 for Jessica Teets for a total of 28. Michael Hulst has 5 rebounds and 3 blocked shots with 1 steal. 3 rebounds for Paige Angbers, 2 for Abby Chapman. For the Mustangs, 5 for Ashlyn Mull, 4 for Lexi Ackerman, 2 each for Sarah Haywood and Brendan Ty. Two assists each for Lexi Ackerman, Brendan Ty. Three for Allison Bachman, and two as well for Michaela Augustine. Three steals for Madison Braun, two steals for Lexi Ackerman. 30-28, North College leads Morningside at halftime, women's college basketball. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more from Alley Gym in Sioux City right after this. Halftime scores from across the conference. Concordia leads Midland 49-25. Northwestern leads Dakota Wesleyan 40-31. Mount Marty leads Briarcliff at halftime 38-36. And it's Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime 42-37. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Coming up on KDCR this Saturday, Dort College at home as they face the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Prairie Wolves making the trip up from Lincoln, Nebraska. Start time for the women, 2. Start time for the men, 4. You can hear it on KDCR. 1 week from tonight, Dort College takes on the Northwestern Red Raiders in Sioux Center. Last regular season home game of the season for the Dort College Defenders. And in all likelihood, the last home games of this year for the Dort College Defenders, barring something unforeseen happening over the next 2 weeks. Dort College wraps up the regular season 1 week from this Saturday when they travel to Midland to take on the Warriors in Fremont, Nebraska. Here at halftime, Dort College leads Morningside 30-28. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with second half play from Alley Gym in Sioux City, Iowa, right after this. Dort College with basketball as we start the second half of play. The Dort College Defenders with the basketball and the lead 30-28. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it at the top of the key. They try to bring a trap. She spins it off for Vredevoet. It's loose, picked up by Ashlyn Moll. Moll comes away with a steal. Here come the Mustangs. Driving in. Shot is blocked by Michael Hulst, but a foul on the play called before Hulst blocked it. Foul called on the Dort College defenders and Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for her first personal. And that is team foul number one of the second half. 19-42, our score. 30-28, our score. 19-42 left to go in the game. First free throw is up and good for Wollenberg. Wollenberg with another one on the way. She had 4 points in the first half. Five now for the ball game. Second free throw is up. Bounces off of the rim, no good. Dort College maintains a one-point lead. Kim Cruz with the basketball. First points of the second half. First point of the second half scored by Morningside. Chapman feeds it out front to Cruz. Morningside extending their defense. Looks like straight man-to-man. Cruz drives the lane, loses the handle on it, fires it back out, and it's stolen away by Bahansky. Bahansky with the basketball. Bahansky passes right side to Wollenberg. Wollenberg, 15-footer. She buried it. Wollenberg with 7. Morningside leads 31-30. Every time Morningside has put together a run like this so far tonight, Dort College has had an answer. Let's see if they're able to get a shot off on this possession. Abby Chapman, 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Ashlyn Moll. Moll with the basketball. Moll gives it up Ackerman. Ackerman to Bahansky. Bahansky down to the baseline. Bahansky picks up her dribble, comes over to Moll. Moll on the left elbow of the lane. She passes it off to Ackerman. Ackerman gives it back to Bahansky. Bahansky to Moll. Moll spots up a 3, good. Ashlyn Moll with the three-point basket. She's got 9, and the Dort College defenders may be forced to use a timeout. Dort College with the basketball across the timeline. Chapman with it on the right side. Dort College got a three-point shot off on their last possession. Driving in with a left hand is Vredevoet, but they're going to whistle a foul before the shot. That foul goes on Madison Braun. Braun whistled for her first personal. Team foul number 1 against the Mustangs in this half. Dort College inbounding, Newman. Newman gets it into Vredevoet. Vredevoet, 2 players around her. She's tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. This time it goes to Morningside. Morningside with a lead in the basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Ackerman with the basketball left side. Picks up her dribble. She passes it off over to Wollenberg. Wollenberg to Bahansky. Bahansky in traffic, and Bahansky is fouled on the play. Bahansky travels with the basketball. Kim Cruz will bring it up now. Cruz on the left side with it. Bahansky forces Cruz now into a travel. Cruz at midcourt wanted to pass to the right. The lane was collapsed on. That passing lane, she had nowhere to go with it. Tried to pull back, but gets called for the travel violation. It will be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball, Ackerman. Morningside leading 34-30. Morningside starting the second half on a 6-0 run. Bahansky at the free throw line gives it off to Mull. Mull's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Newman. Newman over the basketball, no outlet pass, so she's going to have to bring it up court herself. She gets it over to Cruz. Cruz picks up her dribble. Cruz back over to Newman. Newman over the basketball in between the circles. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, right side, Chapman. Chapman, now Cruz, 14 seconds on the shot clock, and Cruz is knocked to the floor that time by Madison Braun. Braun whistled for the personal foul, foul number two on Braun. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Bahansky comes away with a steal. Here come the Mustangs. Right side pass, Braun. Braun, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulst. Hulst with the outlet pass over to Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Kim Cruz setting the offense for the defenders. She goes right side. They give it up to Robin Blunt. Blunt, spin move, nothing there. Back outside it goes Newman. Newman, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out, saved by Morningside and Wollenberg. Right to Chapman. Chapman, three, missed it, short, no good. Rebound taken down by Ackerman, and Ackerman is fouled on the play by Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal. That's her first. Team foul number two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Morningside basketball, right side with it is Bahansky. Bahansky picks up her dribble. Bahansky back to Braun. Braun, three. Yep, three-point basket is good. Madison Braun with a three-point bucket. Morningside has started the second half on a 9-0 run. It's 37-30. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more in a moment. 37-30, our score. Morningside leading by seven on a 9-0 run right now. Blunt inbounding basketball gets it into Paige Ambers. Ambers gets the return pass. Her three is good. Paige Ambers with her third three of the ball game. She ends the 9-0 run. Morningside leads 37-33. Braun with the basketball to Bahansky. Bahansky drives in. Her right-handed layup is good. Bahansky with a with the two-point bucket. 39-33. Morningside by six. Ambers to Cruz. Cruz brings it up. Cruz gets it across at the timeline. No. A 10-second violation. It will be Morningside basketball on the turnover. Mustangs will inbound the basketball near midcourt. Throwing it in will be Jordan Wollenberg. Ashley Williams checks in. Kim Cruz will check out. And the Mustangs, Wollenberg, it to Ackerman. Ackerman to Bahansky. Bahansky at the free throw line picks up her dribble, right elbow. Passes over to Mull. Mull over the basketball. Mull swing pass left side. Braun. Braun to Mull. Mull back to Braun. Braun over the basketball on the right elbow. Picks up her dribble, looking. Passes back over to Mull. Mull lob pass over the top. Shot is up, no good. Rebound cleared by Michael Hulst. Hulst over the basketball. Back over to Williams. Williams will bring it up. Ashley Williams passes off left side, and it's tipped out of bounds by Braun. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball. So Dort College throws it in. Ingbers. Ingbers gets it in to Newman. Newman with it on the left wing. Newman gives it away to Williams. Williams with the basketball back over to Newman. Newman at the top of the key. Newman. At the top of the key, she's going to let fly with a three, and she hit it. Her second bucket of the night, her first three, and the defenders trail 39-36. 39-36, our score. Taylor Bahansky with the basketball on the left wing. Madison Braun goes right side, Ackerman. Ackerman on the right side, back over to Mull. Mull swing pass, left side, Braun. Braun, three, good. Madison Braun with her second three of the half. And the Mustangs lead at 42-36. Emily Newman with the basketball gives it off to Williams. Williams with it on the left side. Back over to Newman. Newman on the right side. Goes to Bredevoet. Bredevoet, 15-footer. Left it short, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside and Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman goes to Bahansky. Bahansky to Braun. Braun with the basketball. Braun to Bahansky. Bahansky at the top of the key. She's going to drive into the lane and gets called for traveling. Bahansky gets whistled for steps. And the Dort College defenders get it back on the turnover. 42-36, our score, Dort College down 6. Newman with the basketball. Dort College led by 2 at halftime. They were up by as many as 4 in the first half. Dort College, Newman. Newman with the basketball on the right side. And Ackerman late to the party. She gets called for a blocking foul. Lexi Ackerman has just picked up her third personal foul, I believe. .1407 remaining in this contest. Morningside 42, Dort College 36. This was a 30-28 ball game at halftime, Dort College in front. Kim Cruz passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman gives it up Cruz. Cruz to Bredevoet. Bredevoet puts it on the floor hard with the right hand. Nothing there. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Chapman over to Cruz. Cruz to Newman. Newman with it on the left side. She throws it over the top, intended for Kim Cruz. It's out of her reach, out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball in front of the scorer's table. So Morningside inbounding the basketball. This is Jordan Wallenberg. Wallenberg takes it across half court. Wallenberg's pass tipped and taken away by Newman. Here comes Dort College Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz up the floor with it at the top of the key. Uses a spin move to shed one defensive player. With the basketball, back right side is Cruz. Cruz over to Chapman. Chapman back to Cruz. Kim Cruz with it on the right wing. Cruz comes back over left side to Newman. Newman with it on the wing. Emily Newman passes right side back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz on the right side. Cruz to Newman. 7 to shoot. They go high post. Holst. Holst, 17-footer, no good. Rebound raced after and taken away by Cruz. Dort College with the basketball down 6. Chapman down to the baseline, and she is fouled on the play. Fouls could go on Wallenberg, I believe. Foul called on Jordan Wallenberg is her second. Team foul number 4 on the Mustangs. 13:07 left to go in the contest. Morningside up by 6, 42-36. Pass goes into Newman. Newman puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside and Allison Bachman. Bachman to Haywood. Sarah Haywood up the floor quickly. Comes left side. 3 on the way is good. Brandon Ty with a 3-point bucket, and Morningside with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 9, 45-36. Emily Newman's pass is tipped by Morningside in the backcourt. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Chapman. Angbers is back in. Checking out is Newman. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz at the top of the key. Cruz driving in, nothing there on the block. Comes to Bredevoet, ball fake at the free throw line. Kick out back over to Chapman. Chapman to Angbers. Angbers right side back over to Chapman. 10 to shoot for the Dort College defenders. Cruz goes high post, Bredevoet. Bredevoet faces up at the free throw line. Has it stripped away from her. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Now 3, and the ball goes out of bounds near midcourt. It'll be Dort College basketball. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College must inbound and get a shot off. They get it to Cruz. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Cruz off the backboard, no good, and a shot clock violation. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball. Dort College on defense. Here come the Mustangs. Allison Bachman across timeline gives it off to Wallenberg. Wallenberg to Haywood. Haywood comes back left side. Wallenberg. Wallenberg posting up. They look down low for Teets. Instead, they come back outside to Ty. Ty around the horn they go. Bachman. Bachman down to the baseline. Wallenberg back up front. 3 off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Michael Holst. Holst to Chapman. Chapman, Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz up the floor. Kim driving hard with the right hand. Wild shot. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball, I believe. Well, now they say it was last touched by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. And one of those situations where I think they're, other than calling a foul on the scrum, And they give the ball to the team that they felt should have had it. Shot on the way. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Bredevoet. My vision obstructed by Coach Jamie Sale on the bench. Couldn't see who got that shot off from the baseline. Coming up the floor with it is Cruz. Cruz right side, Chapman. Chapman unable to hang on to it. Here comes Bachman. Bachman with the basketball left side. Bachman feeds Wallenberg. It's taken back by Cruz. Cruz lets traffic clear. Kim Cruz will bring the basketball across the timeline. Cruz comes back over to Chapman. Comes back over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet gives it up. Hulst. Hulst on the baseline. Hulst back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball in between the circles. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman underneath intended for Hulst. And it's tapped away and taken away by Morningside. Sarah Haywood up the floor with it. Haywood passes back over to Bachman. Bachman in traffic. Her shot is good. Allison Bachman with a two-point bucket. Morningside has extended the lead to 11, 47-36. With the basketball is Bredevoet. Angbers. Angbers back over to Cruz. Cruz, right side Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Abby Chapman down to the baseline. Chapman in traffic, and she is fouled by Teets. Teets whistled for the personal foul. Jessica Teets, her second personal. To the free throw line will be Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for her second personal foul. I beg your pardon, that's her third. The third foul called on Teets, so Chapman to the free throw line to shoot two personal foul shots. So two free throws on the way for Chapman. She makes the first one, another one on the way. Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out as well. Let's see if they can chip away with the free throws. Chapman keeps Dort College perfect at the free throw line, 8 for 8 for the ball game. Dort College back to within single digits, 47-38 against the number one rated team of the country. Shot no good in the lane by Teets. Rebound taken away by Newman. Here comes Dort College. Newman with the basketball in the backcourt, gets around Bahensky, picks up her dribble, passes right side to Chapman. And a travel violation called on Newman before she can get rid of the basketball. It will be Morningside basketball. Bahensky. Bahensky in between the circles out front, picks up her dribble. Bahensky passes over to Bachman. Bachman with the basketball. Bachman passes left side over to Bahensky. Bahensky feeds it down low. Shot is up, no good. Rebound cleared by Michael Hulst. Gets it away to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams with it on the left wing. Williams underneath to Hulst. Hulst layup good. Michael Hulst with a two-point bucket. She's got 10, and the Dort College defenders trail 47-40. We have a break in the action. Looks like Jessica Teets may have lost a contact lens in the process of play. Ashlyn Mull will check into the contest. So Robin Blunt checks into the ballgame. Morningside counters with Mull coming in for Teets. Teets had to leave the ballgame. And it looked like she lost her contact lens. Morningside basketball leading by 7 of the Mustangs, 47-40. Right side with the basketball is Braun. Braun on the right elbow. Braun passes over to Bahensky. Bahensky drives in, comes back over to Mull. Mull shot no good. Rebound cleared by Newman. Newman with the basketball over to Williams. Williams up the floor against Bahensky. Williams gets around Bahensky, passes it ahead to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. They post up Hulst. Hulst gets around Mull, but fires it right into the breadbasket of the Morningside player. That is Braun. Braun lets fly over the three. Missed it, no good. Mull saves it in. Mustangs put it up in traffic. Shot from 10 on the left side by Bachman is good. Morningside leads it 49-40. Right side with it is Robin Blunt. Blunt to Chapman. Chapman feeds it down low. This is Hulst. Hulst tries to get it back outside to Chapman, and jumping the passing lane was Madison Braun. She taps it away. 8:47 left to go in this contest. Morningside 49, Dort College 40. Dort College led at halftime 30-28. Morningside has scored 21 points in the first 12 minutes and 20 seconds of the 11:20 of the second half. Pass goes to Williams. She'll sling it up. Shot is high off the backboard. Good. Three-point basket for Ashley Williams. The ball evidently never made contact with the support structure behind the backboard, and the defenders are back to within six at 49-43. Mull with the basketball at the free throw line. She passes it off to Osborne. Osborne back around the horn to Bahansky. Bahansky in between the circles, left side. Braun, three, good. Madison Braun with her third three of the second half, 52-43, Morningside in front by nine. Ackerman will check in for Morningside as she jogs in front of me over to the scorer's bench. Right side pass goes to Blunt. Blunt, baseline, feeds it to Williams. Williams stretches out for it, gets the shot to go, and she is fouled on the play. And Ashley Williams will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play opportunity. Dort College trails 52-45 pending the free throw. Checking into the ball game will be Angbers. Braun. I beg your pardon, that's Mandy Osborne checks out of the ball game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Robin Blunt comes away with the offensive rebound. She fires it out to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the triple. A five-point possession by the defenders, and Dort College refuses to go away. 52-48, Dort College trailing by four. Steal by Williams in the backcourt. Here comes Dort College with 7:30 remaining. Williams for the basketball. Ashley Williams comes over to Kim Cruz, Morningside in zone. Kim Cruz has a strip. Mull comes away with it, feeds it out front for Bahansky. Bahansky too hard off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Hulst gets it away to Williams. Williams, kick out pass. With it is Angbers. Angbers thought about the three, decides against it. Back out front, Cruz. Cruz to Blunt. Blunt right on the right wing. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball on the left side. She comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Comes to Blunt. Blunt in traffic. Fires it off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulst. Her outlet pass, though, glances off of Robin Blunt, and it's taken away. Intended for Angbers. Coming up with the basketball is Braun. Braun to Ackerman. Ackerman to Braun. Braun left side. Bachman. They feed it down low. Shot is up. No good by Mull, but she is fouled on the play. Score. Foul on the play called on Ashley Williams. That's number one on her. Mull will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one by Ashlyn Mull is up and good. She's got nine. Now 10. Dort College down five, 53-48, pending the free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Ashlyn Mull makes both free throws. She's got 11. Defenders trail by six, 54-48. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Gets it over to Chapman. Chapman across the timeline. Comes over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it up to Angbers. Angbers to Vredevoad. Vredevoad passes left side to Angbers. Angbers comes back over to Cruz. Cruz with it off the window. No good. Rebound tipped. And it's down on the floor. Picked up by Morningside. Ackerman comes away with it. Alexi Ackerman across the timeline. Ackerman stutter steps, drives the lane, and we've got a foul on the play called on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal. Cruz whistled for her second personal foul. And Morningside will inbound the basketball. They get it into Ty, three, rattles, no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst with the basketball in the backcourt. Hulst. Pass intended for Cruz is tapped away out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Newman to check in. Dort College will go with an undersized lineup here. He'll go with Newman instead of Hulst. So you've got Vredevoad more or less as the post player. Dort College with the basketball in the backcourt. Kim Cruz. Cruz over to Chapman. Chapman back over to Cruz. Cruz against pressure. Comes back right side to Chapman. Chapman on the right side. Chapman picks up her dribble. Comes back left side over to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz to Newman. Newman puts up the 10-footer. It's good from straight on. Emily Newman with 7 points. Short College back to within four at 54-50. Morningside basketball. Right side is Brendan Ty. Ty, they go left side to Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Mull. Mull fires it back outside to Ty. Ty to Bahansky. Bahansky with the basketball. Bahansky goes to Wollenberg. Wollenberg, Bahansky, shot is blocked. And now foul from behind called on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the foul. Free throws on the way for Ashlyn Mull. Newman whistled for the personal foul. That's number two on Newman. And a couple of free throws coming for Mull. Mull with 11 points by my count. First free throw is up and good. She's 3 for 3 now from the free throw line. She's got another one coming. 55-50, 5 minutes left to go in the game. Morningside by 5 with another free throw coming. Ashlyn Mull. This one's up and good. So Mull makes both free throws. 4 for 4 in the second half is Ashlyn Mull. She checks out of the ball game. Teets checks in. North College trailing 56-50. Morningside started with a salvo. Dort College hanging in there. Now the ball's down on the floor, picked up by Cruz. Cruz for the basketball. Cruz across the timeline. Doesn't have the number. She's going to drive in anyhow. Puts it up. Shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Teets called for the blocking foul. And the Dort College defenders hanging around, trying to give themselves a shot at the end. 56-52. Dort College trails, pending a three-point play opportunity for Kim Cruz. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Missed free throw by Cruz. Rebound Blunt. Dort College with the basketball. They feed it high post. Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the basketball. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz driving in with the left hand. She tries to wrap it around for Robin Blunt, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. 56-52, our score. Dort College trailing by 4. Newman inbounding the basketball. Newman, her pass is tipped by Bahansky, intended for Cruz. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing it in on the baseline, out near the 3-point circle on the left side. Chapman to trigger it. Abby looking, throws it in over the top. Cruz tracks it down near midcourt. She comes back over to Newman. Newman to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Here's Newman. Newman, left side Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Down to the baseline. Chapman fires it up for 12. No good. Rebound deflected out. It's picked up by Morningside. Mustangs have the basketball. Ackerman. Morningside by 2 possessions. Here's Bahansky. Bahansky driving in traffic. Fires it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Holst for the basketball, 4 minutes remaining. Newman for the basketball, Dort College down 4. 56-52. Cruz over to Newman. Newman for the basketball. Newman back over to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Kim Cruz spins it back for Holst. Holst is fouled on the play by Teets, and Michael Holst will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 and try to get Dort College back to within 2. And that is foul number 5. On Teets. I had it as 4. That's number 5, so she's disqualified on fouls with 3:46 remaining. So Teets checks out of the ball game. Mull is back in. Ty checks out. Checking in is Madison Braun for Morningside. 2 free throws on the way for Michael Holst. So Holst to shoot a pair. Free throw on the way for Micah is up. Well, they say her foul came before the shot, and they call a double. They give her a 1-1. She misses on the front end of the 1-1. And Micah Holst, Robin Blunt gets in, wreaks havoc again, knocks it loose, and it's last touch by Morningside. It's Dort College basketball. 3:44 left to play in this contest. Dort College will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Morningside hanging on to a four-point lead. Dort College hanging around, giving themselves an opportunity down the stretch. Emily Newman inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Newman to throw it in. And Newman gets it in to Williams. Williams to Blunt. Blunt lost it. Fires it back out to Newman. Dort College with 30 seconds on the shot clock, now 25. They lob it down low for Hulst. Hulst out of the glass. It won't go down. Fight for the rebound. It's taken away by Hulst, and Hulst is fouled on the play. Foul on the play, and going to the free throw line to shoot will be Michael Hulst for a 1-1. Well, as I've often said, there is no over-the-back violation. It's got to be a push, and that time the officials deeming that Michael Hulst went straight up enough to get that rebound. Even though the Mustang player may have had inside position, Hulst didn't make enough contact to warrant a foul. Williams checks out of the ball game. Kim Cruz will check in. Michael Hulst shooting the 1-1, makes the first one. She's got another one coming, trying to make it a two-point ball game. Second free throw off the side of the iron, no good. And that time Morningside able to keep Dort College out of the lane for the offensive rebound. Robin Blunt had two or three of those in a row. Ackerman with it on the left elbow. Long ways to go in this one yet. 3:20 remaining. Out front with the basketball, they pass it to Bohansky. Bohansky feeds it left side. Ackerman. Ackerman to Wallenberg. Wallenberg's shot is blocked by Blunt. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Goes left side over to Newman. Newman thought about the three, gets it back over to Cruz. Cruz for the basketball, Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt at the free throw line, comes back over to Newman. Newman to Cruz. Cruz, right side, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Back over to Hulst. Hulst, Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. And we've got a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball with 8 seconds left on the shot clock. 8 seconds remaining on the shot clock, 2:48 on the game clock. Dort College can tie it with a three, and wouldn't that make things interesting? 2:48 remaining in regulation. Inbounding the basketball will be Ashley Williams. Williams in front, inbounding in front of the Dort College bench. They pass it in to Newman. Newman, it goes back to Bredevoet. Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Her 15-footer off the heel, no good. Rebound, tap out, and a foul is called on Micah Hulst that time. Hulst whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. And Morningside will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them. Dort College trailing 3. They need another stop. Ackerman will bring the basketball up for Morningside. Ackerman in between the circles. She passes right side over to Braun. Braun comes back over to Mull. Mull's shot no good. Rebounds down on the floor, picked up by Cruz. Cruz to Vredevoet. Vredevoet sheds a couple of tacklers, if you will. Gets it over to Chapman. Chapman across the timeline. Chapman back over to Cruz. Cruz, high post, Vredevoet. Free throw line jumper, yes. 2-point basket, Cassidy Vredevoet. Dort College trails by a point, 56-55. 2 minutes left to go in the contest. Timeout on the floor, charge to Morningside. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
It's important to be a part of it.
You're listening to KDC Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Mustangs will throw it in. They're half of midcourt. Wallenberg gets it into Ackerman. Ackerman with it in between the circles. Ackerman goes to Wallenberg. Wallenberg to Bohansky. Bohansky puts it up in traffic. Her shot won't go, but she's fouled on the play. And Taylor Bohansky will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 1:53 left to go in regulation. Well, you never know what's going to happen when you go to the ball game. Tonight, the 1-19 or the 1-15 in the conference, Dort College defenders giving Morningside everything they want and more. Bohansky makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 2-point ball game right now, 57-55. Second free throw by Bohansky is off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Mustangs lead by a deuce, 57-55. Morningside wants a timeout. They'll use a 30-second timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Mustangs on defense after the timeout. Dort College with the basketball down to deuce. They get it to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball over to Cruz. Cruz across half court. They work the trap. She can dribble. She has it stripped away. Take it away. Here comes Morningside. Driving in. Layup is good. Two-point bucket by the Mustangs and Madison Braun. Braun with 11. Dort College trails 59-55. Right side Chapman. Chapman three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out. And it's last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball with 1:22 remaining. Throwing the ball in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman with it in the corner. Looking to toss it in. Chapman gets it in Vredevoet. Vredevoet is tied up on the play. Jump ball. It'll be Morningside basketball. 59-55 our score. Dort College wants a timeout, and they're granted a timeout. Morningside up four with the basketball. 1:21 remaining. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Morningside leading Dort College 59-55. Now Dort College needs a turnover. 1:22 left to go in regulation. Morningside has the basketball. Walking it up will be Ackerman. Ackerman, the sophomore from Rock Rapids, throws it right side. Feeds it out front, Wallenberg. Now with it is Bahansky. Bahansky guarded by Newman. Now Bahansky travels with it. It'll be Dort College basketball. Chapman will check into the ballgame. Abby Chapman checks in. Checking out will be Newman. Newman will check out of the ballgame. Robin Blunt, Kim Cruz, Abby Chapman, Micah Halston, Cassidy Vredevoet on the floor. Dort College. With the basketball, 59-55 our score. Blunt gets it into Cruz. Cruz back over to Robin. Robin sprints it up the floor on the left sideline. She gets it away to Chapman. Dort College needs a bucket again. Cruz with it. She's got it on the right side. Cruz lobs it down low for Vredevoet, and we've got a foul called on the play. Foul's going to go on Morningside and Taylor Bahansky. Bahansky whistled for the personal. And Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Two free throws on the way for Kim. First one is off the mark, no good. Well, after being a perfect 6-for-6 in the first half, Dort College now 3-for-6 in the second half from the charity stripe. Still trailing four. They need this one to make it three, and they do. Now they are going to wave off that free throw. They're going to say Kim Cruz, a lane violation, and it'll be Morningside basketball. Mustangs will bring it up. They lead by two possessions. Ackerman across half court. She passes right side over to Braun. Braun to Wallenberg. Wallenberg on the right elbow to Mull. Mull with the basketball, and we've got a foul called against Dort College, and Lexi Ackerman, a 79% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe to shoot a 1-1. Lexi Ackerman to shoot the free throws. Kim Cruz whistled for her third personal. Robin Blunt will check out of the ballgame. Abby Chapman checks in. 37.4 seconds remaining. Paige Angbers checks into the ballgame. Mike Pauls checks out. Free throws on the way for Ackerman. 1-1. First one is good. 11 points now for Lexi Ackerman. Morningside leads by 5, 60-55. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and off the iron. No good. Rebound Newman. Newman saves it in to Chapman. Ball's loose. Picked up by Chapman. Gets it ahead. Newman. Dort College needs a bucket of some sort. Newman to Cruz. Cruz, Vredevoet. Vredevoet puts it on the deck in traffic. Comes back over to Angbers. They don't let her squeeze off a shot. Chapman out front. Now Cruz. 20 to shoot. Driving in. Cruz. Cruz is stripped. Mull is fouled on the play in the backcourt. And Kim Cruz picks up her fourth personal. Ashlyn Mull will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Free throw is missed by Mull. Dort College down five. They need a bucket quickly. They get it to Engbers. Engbers to Cruz. Cruz with it. In traffic. Puts up the 15-footer. It's good. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Craig Steensma. Dort College trails 60-57. Dort College down three. 4.5 seconds remaining. Back with more right after this.
God is an art.
Takes underneath the Dort College basket. The Dort College needs a steal. If they can. If they can't, they need a foul immediately. Morningside will be tossing the ball in on the floor for Dort College. You'll have Holst guarding the inbounds pass. Blunt, Cruz, Vredevoad, and Newman on the floor for Morningside. Mull, Wallenberg, Braun, Bohensky, and Ackerman. Ackerman gets the ball inbounded to Wallenberg, and a second goes off the clock. Cruz commits the foul. Kim Cruz fouls out of the ballgame. She's got 5 points, and she will foul out here with 3.5 seconds remaining. Chapman checks into the ballgame along with Engbers. Williams will check into the ballgame as well. And this will be a two-shot situation for Wallenberg. She can as much as seal it here. So two free throws for Wallenberg, double bonus. Wallenberg is a 83% free throw shooter, and she makes that one. That one will do it. Four-point difference, 3.5 seconds remaining. We need something freakish to happen here now. Second free throw on the way. This one's up, and that one's short. No good. Newman gets the rebound, gets it away to Chapman. 1 second left. Chapman lets fly with a half-court shot off of the backboard. No good, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Morningside 61, Dort College 57. Morningside hangs on for a four-point win tonight at Alley Gym. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from Alley Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders lose to the Morningside Mustangs. 61-57, Morningside remains perfect. 27-0 overall, 17-0 in the conference. Dort College 10-17 overall, 1-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort College led 30-28 at halftime. They led by as many as four in the first half. 25-21 was that margin. Morningside came out, scored the first 9 points of the second half to go up 37-30 before Dort College got a three-point bucket to make it 37-33. Morningside was able to hold Dort College at bay. Defenders never getting closer than three. Morningside expanded the lead back to 11 at 47-36. That was their biggest lead of the ballgame. Dort College outscored Morningside 7-2 to get back in it at 49-43. Another basket by Morningside made it 52-43. Then Dort College mounted their last challenge, getting as close as 55-57. Beg your pardon, 56-55. They got to within one with about 3 minutes left to go in regulation. Morningside got a free throw to extend it to two at 57-55. Got a defensive stop. Dort College surrendered 2 points with 1:22 left to go in the contest to make it 59-55. Morningside got it up to a five-point difference at 60-55, and the two teams exchanged 1 and 2 points respectively, one for Morningside, two for Dort College, and that's how it ended, 61-57. Dort College was 20 of 47 from the floor for 42.6%, 8 for 18 on threes, 44.4%, 9 for 14 on free throws, 64.3%. For the Mustangs, 23 of 56 from the floor, 41.1%, 7 of 18 from the three-point line for 38.9%, 8 for 15 on free throws for 53.3%. Dort College came back to hold a 38-31 rebounding edge for the ball game. Both teams had 9 offensive rebounds. Dort College was forced into 28 turnovers, 18 in the second half. Morningside had 16 turnovers, Morningside had 19 steals. Dort College had 8. Individually, Dort College was topped by Michael Holst with 11 points. She was 3 for 5 from the floor, 5 for 7 from the free throw line. 8 points each for Abby Chapman and Cassidy Vredevoet. 7 each for Kim Cruz and Emily Newman. 5 for Ashley Williams, 9 for Jangbers, 2 for Robin Blunt for Dort College's total of 57 points. For the Mustangs, they were topped by Ashlyn Bull with 13 points, 11 each for Madison Braun and Lexi Ackerman, 8 for Jordan Wallenberg, 5 for Brandon Tye, 4 each for Jessica Teets and Allison Bachman, 2 for Mandy Osborne, and 3 for Taylor Bahansky for their total of 61 points. Michael Hull stands up with a double-double. She grabs 15 rebounds, 3 offensive and 12 defensive. 6 rebounds for Emily Newman, 4 for Robin Blunt. 3 each for Kim Cruz, Abby Chapman, and Paige Angbers. Kim Cruz had 5 assists and 3 steals. Michael Holst had 2 assists, 3 blocked shots, and 1 steal. Ashley Williams had 3 assists, and Robin Blunt had 2 assists. The Mustangs, Taylor Bahansky had 4 assists, and Lexi Ackerman had 3. Bahansky also credited with 4 steals, and Madison Braun had 5. Ashlyn Mull had 4 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College on the short end tonight of a 61-57 decision. Coach Craig Steensma has taken a seat beside me. And Coach Steensma, your team battled. You gave up an early run in the second half. Never able to come all the way back from that one, but made a ball game of it, had a shot at the end, and that's what we talked about in the pregame show. That's what you wanted to have happen.
Yeah, we had several shots at the end to get it to tie it or down one. A lot better effort defensively on the defensive boards. I thought we rebounded really well in the second half. You know, they out-rebounded us in the first half, but, yeah, we did about everything we wanted the kids to do defensively. You know, to keep them to 60 points. I thought offensively we attacked pretty well. They just were able to stick their hands in and get some steals and turnovers. You know, the game kind of sped up for us the last 2 minutes, I thought. When we needed to slow down, the game sped up for us, and, you know, we got shots, but maybe not as good of shots as what we'd been getting. You know, when Cassidy hit that 15-footer, I think that cut it to 1. And I felt like, hey, we're going to keep doing the things we need to do here, you know. But after that, we got in a little bit of a hurry, and, you know, they take a third of your shot clock away a lot of times by just putting pressure on and making you handle the ball up the court. You know, give credit to Morningside. They're very, very good.
Don't discount the fact of how much energy it takes away from your guards, though, just to get the ball up through that pressure. Your women did a nice job, but at the end, the legs start to go, and that's probably why, after making a lot of free throws early, those free throws, which could have put you back in the ball game, were a little bit off.
Right, the last 4 or 5 minutes, you know, some threes were short and some free throws, and, yeah, our guards expended a ton of energy, you know, and we give a fist signal when they want to come out of the game, and there's 3 or 4 times where Abby and Emily Newman and Kim, they didn't have to give me the fist. You could just see in their face, they looked at the bench coach like, I need a break. Just, you know, Morningside pushes you. They do that, and they did really well. And, you know, I thought that the officials called the fouls that we needed them to call to give us, you know, a chance to shoot free throws and stop the game a little bit. So, you know, great effort. We just had a great effort. And but, you know, the locker room's pretty down. They felt we would win. I mean, I think every player, we had a couple great practices and felt like if we could defend the way, you know, that we did, we'd have a great shot.
Michael Holst ends up with 11 points, 15 rebounds, 3 block shots, I believe 2 assists and a steal. Very nice line for her tonight against a couple of very good post players.
Yeah, you know, the post players are really good, and, you know, we'll see 2 good post players again on Saturday, but these are 2 of the best, and she did a great job. I thought she dominated inside for us.
That takes away the next question I was going to ask you, because one of the main points of emphasis you felt coming into this ballgame defensively,
yep,
was to be physical with their post players. Did you feel like you did enough defensively against their posts.
Yeah, you know, we did. We had them in the spots they wanted, all except for a couple possessions. And you can probably remember it, Mike, where they just got it deep. And then it's usually they end up with 3 points, you know, a three-point play. And but for the most part, you know, I can live with the effort and being in the right place at the right time and trying to take away the inside game for them.
Coach, I don't have much more to add after this one. Just a fantastic effort by your team. As you said, you played with confidence. Even when Morningside got it up to 9 or 11, they very easily, when it happened, I thought you need to get an answer. And the good part is you did get answers when you needed it tonight.
Yep, we were able to get good shots, you know, and we had great composure. If there's one thing we had tonight, it was very good composure trying to move the ball and, you know, be strong with the ball. And, you know, that's where we've probably made the biggest strides, I'd say, during the year is being able to move the ball and swing the ball and get good shots out of it.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. That's going to do it for the women's portion of our broadcast. Before I do that, though, let's take a look at the scores from across the conference tonight. It was Concordia over Midland, 105-66. Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan, 80-66. Briarcliff downs Mount Marty, 74-64. And it was Hastings limiting Nebraska Wesleyan to 11 points in the second half, pulling away from a 42-37 advantage. Hastings outscores Nebraska Wesleyan 32-11 in the second half for a 74-48 victory. GPAC standings then look like this right now. Morningside is 17-0. Concordia is 17-1. Those two teams appear headed towards a clash at the end of the year if everything holds up. Briarcliff and Hastings are both 11-6 in the conference after play today. Northwestern nipping at their heels at 10-7. The Red Raiders just hanging around right now. Doan is at 8-9. Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan are both 7-11. Midland is 4-13. Dort College 1-16. Nebraska Wesleyan 0-17. Next up in GPAC play, Saturday action includes Doan at Morningside, Midland at Briarcliff, Concordia's at Northwestern, Nebraska Wesleyan visits Dort College. Let's take a break and be back with a men's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.